Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So here we are in the last Sunday of our sandbox spirituality, getting back to the basics, taking from the poem of Robert Fulghum, All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. And one thing we learned in kindergarten is that we need a nap. Yeah. If you've taught kindergarten or younger than that, you know the kids need a nap. Now, Madison Joy, she did 2 years of preschool. And for 2 years of preschool, a nap was required. And I can't tell you how many days we're getting ready in the morning, and I get the floodgate from Maddie. I don't want to go to school today. Don't make me go to school today. And I was always a sucker. If she did that, I would just take her to work with me and have mommy-daughter time, because she's my baby. She's my last one I could do that with. But I would ask her, Maddie, every single time, Maddie, why don't you want to go to school? Because they make me sleep. I don't want to sleep. I'm like, okay, Madison Joy, you go to work and write my sermon and I'll go take a nap because I'd trade you any day of the week. But that nap's needed, especially in little ones. Why do they need it? Because their bodies need to recover. Their bodies are growing, and they need that nap to keep them healthy, to keep them growing, and give them energy for the rest of the day. If they don't get that nap, you see them groggy, you see them grouchy, you see them just not quite themselves. It's kind of similar to a few weeks back of why we need to have snacks and enough nutrition for our bodies. But we need that, and as adults, though our bodies aren't really growing anymore in quite the same way, that rest is still needed. Which brings us to our week that we talk about Sabbath. Now that I've told you everything else of the basics, we get to the very end of why it's important to have that Sabbath rest time. Now, I know we're in a crazy world. I know we live with busy schedules. The calendars are full. If you've got an iPhone, you can open your calendar and there's a dot on every day because there's something going on. And why do I say this? Because I don't know what percentage of you have told me, Pastor, I'm just too busy. Pastor, I've got something every day. Pastor, I can't just do one more thing. Pastor, I don't know how I'm going to get it done. I can hear it from you of just how busy you are, of how so many are so overwhelmed, how so many just don't have that time for themselves because of the number of responsibilities. It makes me think back to when I was teaching confirmation years ago, and I had one boy in particular that I remember from that class. Why do I remember? Because that class was during our second service, so it was at about 11 o'clock, and he would come running in just in time for class in his baseball uniform because he had just finished a baseball game, hence missing Sunday school and his parents missing worship. And so we'd go through the hour and a half of confirmation, however long it was, and guess what? The minute confirmation class was done, his mom was standing at the door with his basketball uniform in hand, and he was off to a basketball game. This was the kind of life he lived. And this was the life he was setting up for, running from one thing to another, multiple sports at a time. And I'm not going to say this is a wrong schedule, and I will never tell you what you can and can't do with your kids, but I worry when we overbook ourselves what it's doing to our health, our hearts, and our spirits. So this morning we enter the Sabbath of why it is that we need to have not only that intentional rest, but that day for God. And it goes right to the very beginning, right to the very beginning of when the Ten Commandments came in. And when Moses was handed the Ten Commandments, this is one of the commandments that varies from the book of Exodus to the book of Deuteronomy, y'all, okay? If you don't know, the Ten Commandments are in the Bible twice, and they're not identical. God slightly switched them the second time he reminded them. But in one, it says, you will keep the Sabbath holy because I, your God, am the one that saw you in slavery in Egypt. I am the one that rescued you. I am the one that put you here in the safe place in the desert, away from that time of slavery. I'm the one that's providing for you every day, so I deserve that day that you devote to me, okay? God says, I deserve it because of all that I have done for you. Give me that day. Well, in the other version of the Ten Commandments, God is in a little different of a mood. And what does God say? But God says, I created all of the heavens, and I created all of the earth. I created you and all the inhabitants in it. And all of that work I did in 6 whole days. And I was able to take the 7th day off. And so since I could get my work done in 6 days and take a day off, you too have the ability to take a day off. Now, what do we do in the Sabbath time that God has asked for? Well, I have an opinion in all my reading and all my text, and I think that it's twofold of what that Sabbath day is for. And Jesus says he is the Lord of the Sabbath. He says he is the one that controls what happens on that Sabbath. And it wasn't about plucking grain heads. In another similar story on the Sabbath, Jesus is walking and there's a man in desperate need of healing. And it's the Sabbath and Jesus is not allowed to heal him on the Sabbath because that would be considered work. But Jesus has a heart of compassion and he heals that man. And the Pharisees, again, like our story this morning, say, wait a second, that's not lawful for you to do. Look, you have just broken God's law. And he basically tells them, what do you want me to do? Leave this man to die so that I can follow the rules? That's not the meaning of God's law. For the Sabbath, man is not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath is made for man and what they need. This man needed healing. My disciples needed to eat. And God wants us to take care of ourselves. So how do we do that? The first way we do that is that we need to disconnect. Disconnect, okay? I thought about how connected I am. I'm connected to a phone. I'm connected to a tablet. I'm connected to a desktop computer. I'm connected to a laptop. I'm connected to an Apple TV. I'm connected to cable TV. I got all these ways that I'm connected, and I never disconnect them, okay? Does anybody here actually power off their computer, or are y'all like me that just lets it go to sleep every night when you're not using it? I just let all my devices go to sleep, and I never power them off. I never disconnect them from power. I just wake them back up. And I think that's a great symbol for how I often live my life, and I think many of you are doing that we never fully disconnect. We never fully shut down what we're doing to give ourselves full rest, which is what the Sabbath is intended to do. And work is one of the ways that we do that. We take it home with us. We take it everywhere with us, especially now that we have phones and technology that allow our email and our text messages to go everywhere with us. I was reading that in France, they have this great rule that employers are not allowed to email their employees outside of work hours. So employers can only email 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Isn't that fantastic? It means that employees can't be asked to work outside of work hours. That's a wonderful thing to respect our time off that's supposed to be our personal time. How is it that we work on having that time that we totally disconnect from work? Not even just not answering emails or taking phone calls or being in the office, but not even thinking about the to-do list of what we need to do or who we need to be calling or what all needs to be done, but allowing ourselves to fully disconnect from work so that we can get that rest that we need. You know, my computer will tell me when I need to disconnect it. It will all of a sudden not do anything I want it to do, and I will realize I need to shut it down and power it back up. My body does the same thing. I know when I'm overworking. I know when I'm skipping days off and doing too many long days and not taking my break because my body and my spirit starts sludging up just like my electronic devices. I feel more tired. I get susceptible to getting sick. I feel like I'm just not running like I should. And I look at the calendar and I look back and I know exactly why. Because I have not been taking those scheduled breaks that I need to give my body, my brain, and my spirit that recovery time that God knows that I need. But it's not just work. How do we disconnect from our technology? I mean, how often are you like me that break times, it's in front of a screen, whether it's a phone or a tablet or a television or a computer? But what we don't realize is when we're in front of those screens, it's still making our brain work. It's still sending us into overdrive in all that information that's coming in. It's not giving us a rest time, even though it feels like our body's resting, but our whole being isn't. Especially if you turn on the news, that's just going to stress you out, y'all. It's not going to comfort you to turn on the news these days. But how do we disconnect from those to be able to allow our minds to get that break, to give our eyes and ears that break that they need? And not only work and technology, but how do we look at what our life is revolved around, of what is in that necessity and obligation, and to give ourselves a break from that? Think about it. If you spend all week inside of an office, trapped within walls, how during that Sabbath time do you break out of walls and get outside and to get some sunshine and some fresh air? To be able to escape those closed spaces. To make sure if you're a commuter and you spend your week in the car, how is it that you make sure during that break time that you're not getting into that car that your body spends so much time in? If you spend your week sitting down, how is it that you make sure on the Sabbath that you're getting up and moving? Or if all week what your work is, whether it's a paid work or taking care of family members or other obligations, if it requires you to constantly be on your feet, like nurses, my goodness, do you ever get to sit down on your 12-hour shift? Feels like all they're doing is running around. If your job is constantly on your feet, how do you make sure in your Sabbath time that you're giving your body a rest and not moving constantly? How is it that we disconnect from our obligations and what's necessary to give ourselves the break that's needed to keep ourselves healthy? You know, Jesus did it. Jesus only had 3 years to do his ministry, 3 years to touch as many lives as he could. You would think he would be going nonstop. But we read over and over again in the text where he would send the disciples on and he would stay by himself. Or early in the morning, he would go and retreat to be by himself. He had everybody as a responsibility of his. But he would find that time to disconnect from everything and to be able to give himself that break. Moses, that had all of the Israelites in his responsibility. The Israelites that if he walked away seemed like children that would make everything go berserk, building towers trying to get to God. But yet he would retreat up the mountain by himself to disconnect from that responsibility and give himself that space. How do we ensure we have those times that we are disconnecting? The world's not going to fall apart in that time. But then while we're disconnecting, it's important to make sure that we're also connecting. What do we make sure? That we're connecting with God. It's one of the most important things about the Sabbath. It's a time to have a break from all of the things that we're having to do, all of that work and all of those obligations. But God says the Sabbath is your time to take a break and do it in honor of me, and to spend time with me, to be in worship, to be in study, to be in prayer, to be filled by the Holy Spirit in whatever way it is that fills us. How are we intentionally taking those regular times to connect with God? I know when I haven't been taking my personal time with God. Not working time. I spend a lot of time in the Bible and a lot of time in prayer and a lot of time in worship, but a lot of that is work related. It's getting ready for a sermon. It's getting ready for a Bible study. But I also need my personal time, my time that's spent with God that's just about me. And again, if I'm not taking that regular time, I can feel it. I feel it most in my sermons, because I can feel that I'm losing a little of that connection with God, and he sends up that flare, SOS, it's time for you and me, just you and me. Are you taking those times to connect with God? Jesus, in those retreat times, when he disconnected from his obligations and his disciples, what was he doing in that time? He was praying and spending time with God. Where were you? I was with my Father. When he disappeared from his parents at 12 years old, where were you? I was in my Father's house. Moses, when he headed up the mountain, disconnecting from his obligations and the people that he was taking care of, when he went up that mountain, what was he doing? He was spending time with God. How do we disconnect and make sure that in that time we're connecting with God and letting him fill us with his Holy Spirit? But it's not just about God. But in that Sabbath, how are we also connecting with the others that are important with us? How are we having meaningful times of connection with family and friends? That valuable time around a dinner table that's not rushed while we get off to the next thing, but where lives are shared, where we celebrate the company that we have, where we enjoy a meal that's not rushed, but just reconnect. That's one of my favorite times in our house. We sit around the table with the kids, and we do best and worst. What was the best part of your day, and what was the worst part of your day? And we share about our days. And that's one of the most precious times to me, when we're eating food and sharing our lives together. And nothing's going to interrupt that. No phone call, no text message, TV's off, because that time is ours. Where's that time with family and friends where we're disconnecting with everything so that we can truly connect life to life and heart to heart? Connecting with God, connecting with friends and family, but even more so, and not to be put intentionally at the bottom of the list, it doesn't mean it's the least important, but how is it in that Sabbath time, that time when we take a break from everything, how is it that we are connecting with ourselves? To take that time to evaluate me, to spend time with me, figuring out what I'm needing, figuring out where I am, figuring out if things don't seem like they're going how they are. What is it that I'm needing, and how do I come up with a plan to get that? How do I have that self-care that says I can't take care of all of those obligations if I'm not taking care of me? What do they say on the airplane? If those oxygen masks fall, who do you put on first? Yourself, right? You put yours on first, so then you can take care of the people around you. Are you taking that time for self-care and self-connection? God says we need the Sabbath. He's designed us. He's built us. He knitted us in our mother's wombs. He knows us so well, and he knows we need those regular breaks. So I challenge you, how are you making the time? Not finding the time, because you will never find it, y'all. But how are you making that time to disconnect and connect in such a way that you're building yourself up and you're building your relationship with God for a whole and healthy life. Will you pray with me? God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks that you have created the Sabbath for us, that you intentionally built into the system a time for us to care for us and a time for us to be with you. Let us not neglect this need. Let us not feel that there are things too important to have a rest. Let us not run the marathon of life in such a way that we're collapsing because we are so exhausted and worn out. But let us make sure that we are disconnecting from the things that can be put on hold so that we can connect with the things that are most important in this life. You, our family, our friends, and ourselves. Help us by the power of the Holy Spirit to take these words not only to heart, but to put them into action. For all this, we pray in your name, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, the true Lord of the Sabbath. Amen.